needed and constructive way. This is our observed to noted mortality in the hospital. We have four hospitals. You can see how this has come down over time, so that we believe we're making less errors and mistakes. And on each condition where we think about what the mortality in our hospital should be, we try to strive to make our hospital mortality even less than national norms. And so my final slide points out to you that this is a both challenging but wonderful time. Every medical center and health science organization and schools has an opportunity, in a sense, to reinvent itself, to think about how it should be structured in the future, how to bring the faculty and chairs and deans together to create a unified team approach, and to work together to produce the kind of wonderful possibilities for our patients and students that such an enterprise allows. And I'm optimistic, particularly at this time, despite all the challenges, that those of us who committed to this really worthy goal will be able to produce something of great value. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Rubenstein, for that, for preparing as well as presenting that very comprehensive background, and for your time to relate to our situation as it relates to yours. I think we will come back to the opportunity to interface and question later, but thank you again for being with us. We'll move on now to Dr. Munoz, who will make a presentation about the community expectations. Welcome, Dr. Munoz.
Thank you. Thank you very much. First of all, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chairman, President. First of all, I want to thank the board for allowing me to come before you and speak to these community issues. I'm bringing this down a little bit. We're going to talk more about the community. My name is Luis Munoz. I'm a physician in the community. I have been for more years than I'd like to think of, about 28 years. I want to talk a little bit about the community, especially the minority community, and more specifically, the Latino community. I think this is an opportunity for you to listen to a couple of different insights that I have and things that I've learned as I've talked to community leaders. Now, I am a board member of the Cook County Health and Hospital Systems across the street here. So in many instances, we're working along the same lines with respect to the challenges of providing healthcare. And there are many challenges, I can guarantee you that. As Dr. Rubenstein just spoke of, people don't know where the money comes from for this enterprise, for the medical enterprise, but also don't realize where and how education in general is funded. I've had a wonderful time as being a board member at the county, because it's given me, and I was just mentioning this to my wife yesterday, I'm receiving a master's in business administration without wanting one. I told her, well, I might as well enroll in one of the college programs here and get a certificate. Now, speaking of challenges, I've spoken to many leaders in the community, Latino leaders primarily, but I also interact greatly with many of the African American leadership here in this county, in this city, and in Northern Illinois. And I think both communities share a lot of the same challenges, but they have the same inspiration and hopes. For the Latino community, I can tell you the challenges are many. Healthcare is the number one issue on their minds. As you can appreciate, many are underemployed. Many don't have full insurance, if they have any at all. And so they see this as a day-to-day worry. You know, if a child gets sick, if for instance, I have a surgical problem, they worry about these things. And so this is the number one challenge that I see right now within the Latino community. Also, we have many other challenges. There's the immigration issue, which doesn't translate into the African-American community, but nevertheless, it's an important issue and is being discussed in Washington.